Back on another edition of the Soccer Show, Pat Bolin and Coach Dan McNally. Our thanks to Best Western Clock Tower Inn, featuring Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Chinook Wireless, and Denny Menholt Chevy Hummer. The Yellow Jackets end the regular season the way they begin. Yet another shutout. We'll have it for you when we come back. You're listening to the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Back on another edition of the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, our thanks to the corporate sponsorships, corporate partners, Conomar Superstores, Farmers Insurance Group, and First Interstate Bank. Well, Coach, you finish on the road with Great Falls, a regular season on the book. Ooh, what a year. Hopefully more soccer to be played. You finish as you began with a shutout.
Yeah, definitely. It was a good win on Saturday. Great Falls, it was a difficult game for us because I thought the guys mentally could have been thinking about the national tournament and not been concentrating on the game, but all credit to the guys, they were focused on the game. We had a game plan, we stuck to it, we never looked like conceding a goal, and in the end it was very comfortable.
And how the lineup looked like that, a lot of incomplete information from Great Falls, but the rest of a lot of people, who'd you play in goal and who'd you play in the field, and did you take it as a chance to, well, you were one of those coaches, you didn't want any injuries over the weekend?
No, definitely not. We did make some changes. Sam Charles didn't play, Chris Cornish didn't play, Josh Hernandez didn't play, Brian Husky didn't start. We're resting them, and they're on four yellow cards, and one more card would have mean they would miss potentially the first round of the playoffs. So we didn't risk them, and it was a great effort. Sander kept another shutout. It was great, and yeah, just an overall good win for the team.
Talk about now they had, what are you going to do this week? It's hurry up and wait for the playoffs. Things look good. You guys were fourth. There's only another poll. But what do you do this week? And I heard your talk, obviously, you're taking the right approach. And until you're in, I guess you're just still hoping and praying.
Yeah, there's no guarantees. I mean, we've had our season. We've done a great job. I think we're very much in the mix to go to the national tournament, but there's no guarantees. And so all we can do is wait. But what I've done is I've given the guys 2 days off so they can rest and recover and get back to their academics and sort their lives out, basically. And then Wednesday afternoon we'll start up with practice. We'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Probably give them a day off Sunday. And then Monday we wait for the verdict on the national tournament. If we're in, we'll practice Monday and Tuesday next week. If we're not, then that's the season done. But overall, we've had a great year.
You talk about, what do you work on this week? You don't want any injuries in practice either. Do you condition a little bit? Do you work on some skills, some fundamentals? What do you do for practice?
I think it'll be just a mix of everything. We will do some conditioning. We will go back to some of the stuff we started with in pre-season, just refreshing everyone on how we want to attack, how we want to defend. We'll do some technical work so they're getting a lot of touches on the ball. Just a bit of everything. But I'm a big believer that, the guys should enjoy practice. So, we'll do plenty of playing as usual, and we'll have a good time.
And hopefully you're still playing. You got one more game left. Our thanks to Godfather's Pizza, Who Hot, Mongolian Grill, and Jackets and Company. As we look back a little bit, what stands out about the year? So many things with the shutouts, the number of victories, the number of goals you've scored. What did it for this team this year, if you could name one thing?
I think that what did it for us is our team spirit. I think in my first 2 years we brought in a lot of new players, we had a lot of young players those 2 years, there was a lot of turnover of different people, but this year we brought back a whole returning teams pretty much. We only lost one or two from the 2006 season, and just the fact that we'd all been together for almost 18 months now really helps us. We've got a great chemistry, great team spirit, and I really think that this team right now has got that little special something that good teams have. We always believe we can win. We stick together. We work hard. And I think if we can get in the national tournament with this team, we can make some noise when we get there.
Of course, you're biased, of course, with MSUB. But is there any reason why you guys shouldn't be in? Make your plea to the committee, I guess.
Oh, I mean, basically, we're 13-4-1. We're 10-2-1 in the region, which is a great regional record, which will definitely be in the top four records in the region. And the way I look at it is, we have beaten two of the absolute far west region superpowers this year in Seattle U and Seattle Pacific. And it'll be very difficult, I believe, for the committee to take our overall regional record of 10-2-1 and the fact that we've beaten Seattle U and Seattle Pacific. If that doesn't get us in, then I don't know what will.
And a couple more things. If you looked at a game, we talked about Seattle Pacific last week because I think it was more urgent, and it was a game that, you know, became more of a pressure game than Seattle. But out of the two wins, what did you see more? Was it the first one that, you know, got you going with Seattle U at home?
Yeah, it will always be the first one. I'll always remember that game against Seattle University because, to be honest, Seattle U are better than Seattle Pacific this year. They're a stronger team. They're number one in the region. They're ranked in the top 10 in the country right now. And it was just an awesome day. I mean, they played great, we played great, and it really got us over the top in terms of we knew we were a good team, but after that game and we beat a really good team, then we started believing that we could do it, you know.
And in that second game, you were probably even the favorite at home, for sure, with Seattle Pacific. And on the other side of it, there was one game that you just got away from you. What would you say that one was?
Well, I think, you know, we only lost four games, but if I could have one game back, it would definitely be Western Washington on the road. It was we lost 3-0 at their place. It just wasn't our day. For whatever reason, we'd just come off a great performance against Seattle Pacific, which we tied 1-1. I think it took out a lot out of the guys, and it's always difficult on the road. But we've played 18 games this year, and I think in 17 games we have really turned up to play in every game. But I just felt Western Washington on the road, for whatever reason, just wasn't our night, and I wish we could have that one back. But if you only have one bad game out of 18, there's no complaints.
And finally, Coach Dan McNally and the soccer show, as they look like they're heading to the NCAAs, the fingers are crossed with the league and the way the team has played. Look ahead. I guess it's been in the news lately, the layoff. It won't be that much of a layoff. It's kind of like you just had a bye week, and then if you were to get in, and when you get in, you play in the middle of the week or later in the week. Any concerns about that, or at this point in the year, is that a good thing?
I actually think it's a good thing. All sports are different, and I can understand definitely from, I'm sure you're referring to the World Series in the baseball with the Rockies and everything, but in soccer, you know, because the game is such a strain on your body, the 90 minutes, all that running and all that work and the potential for injury, rest is a really good thing for us, I think. And we're going to have this time to really refocus our minds, get refreshed. And I know if we get in the national tournament, we'll be ready to play that first game. No excuses.
Dan McNally and the Soccer Show. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so next time on the Yellow Jacket Soccer Show, Pat Bolin for Dan McNally. Our thanks to RBC, Dane Rauscher, Sign Pro, State Farm Insurance. This has been the Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.